Carl, how's it going?
I'm good. I'll applaud myself as well. I'm more popular than other guests.
When was the last time you cried, Carl?
I don't cry.
Yes, no, everyone cries.
I did.
Carl.
No, the last, the embarrassing one, I once cried watching Dawson's Creek when I was hungover, as I haven't really drank since about 2003. It predates that. But someone went around with shots the night before, and I was like, everyone, oh, drink a shot. I was like, whatever. And it wasn't the night I've been drinking pints. I hadn't been drinking. So that was a bit of a shock the following morning that I was hungover, even because I hadn't been drunk the night before. I got drunk while I was asleep. And woke up, turned on television, Dawson's Creek, back when you had two channels. I was in the attic, converted attic. And Pacey bought Joey a wall.
I remember that.
A wall?
He bought her a wall to paint on, and the look she gave him, and I was like, I sat crying. I wasn't bawling, it was just tears, and then suddenly both cheeks, and I was like, what is wrong with me?
That was a complicated love triangle though, because
between me, Pacey and Joey.
Yeah. You, Pacey and Dawson.
That was the day you decided to move out of your parents' attic.
Does everyone know the best Dawson's Creek joke?
Oh.
Okay.
I don't want to waste.
Yeah. Okay, so here you go. No, you haven't. No, you've actually set it up really well.
Oh, nice.
Everyone knows that the zip code for Beverly Hills is 90210. But does everyone know the zip code for Dawson's Creek?
I do 18. No.
90108 for my life to be over. See, Carl gets it. Dermot's staring blankly.
I'm only laughing because I want to come back another day.
You have a job to do, sir, which is to announce the incredible lineup to the 25th Cat Laughs.
Yes, if the orchestra could start playing.
Sure, we have a drone somewhere we could
I can make things slightly more dramatic. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, we're going full on.
You don't need a jazz drummer, Carl.
Oh, 25th. It's the 25th year of the Cat Laughs. Can you believe that?
It is.
25 years. There's people whose parents have met at the Cat Laughs, have grown up, and they've come back to the Cat Laughs now to find their father, who was an American comedian. Why don't you answer my calls? All the big names, massive in 25 years. Tommy Tiernan, Dylan Moran, Darryl Breen, Alison Spittle, David O'Doherty, Jason Byrne, Carol Spain, even though it's not written in there. Joanne McNally, Ed Byrne is back, gracing the Cat Laugh stage. Loads of Irish, Neil Delamere, Barry Murphy. Oh, that's where my name was.
Let's do this now.
Eleanor Tiernan, Colin Murray, it goes on and on. International acts, Nish Kumar, Angela Barnes. You have to say, I think like she's a character in Dallas.
Angela Barnes.
For the young people. Rose Matafeo, Zoe Lines, Alan Davis from QI, Phil Jupilis, Rich Hall, Lucy Port. It goes on and on and on. They're all on the website. Your tickets, you can buy them today, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock today. 10 o'clock today, wow. Yeah. TheCatLaughs.com if you want to go and look at the full lineup if Carl's delivery didn't, etch it into your brain. There.
Well, Tommy Tiernan and
more shows.
Dylan Moran, I'd be massively excited to see Dylan.
If there was any radio shows down there, I love seeing a live version of a radio show.
We might have a live version of a Dermot and Dave radio show. We're just doing competition right now for people to win a golden ticket package, which is incredible.
Star, a band of man. Desiree Bird, Gary Pritchard. Oh, these people aren't going. No, they are.
You'll be doing your famous comedy walking tour
as
well,
famous,
won't you?
Hilarious. Hysterical. Yeah. It became hilarious. It was meant to be hysterical as a pun on, or a play on, historical. And then they just changed it to hilarious. Someone obviously missed the joke.
Is it that you do a tour and do an hilarious walk? Because I would actually pay to see that more.
No, it's the proper tour guide, Pat Tynan, who looks like Anthony Hopkins.
Right.
A younger Anthony Hopkins, just for clarification, in case he gets annoyed with that. He does a proper walking tour the whole time, and I just go along and make stuff up.
Right.
So I just annoy. I'd be walking down the street and going, there's a lot of problems over the years in Kilkenny of fake Turkish barbers, and people go, oh, it's not mine. And then there's a sign, authentic Turkish barber. So there's a lot of that. And now knowing the route and knowing what's coming. So,
what's your favourite monument in Kilkenny City?
My favourite is the castle itself. Yeah. I remember doing the tour, and I did the tour years ago. and walking around, going, God, do you know what? This would be an amazing golf club. And the tour guide went, a lot of ignorant Americans think this would be an amazing golf club. And I went, oh, I'm keeping my mouth shut. And then I kept that thought to myself. No, but it's a great city, and it's one you can walk around. I mean, when I say it's a great city,
all right. Tiny. You're doing that, are you?
But you can, it's, you can walk to venue to venue. Yeah. You know, we all, you've been there loads. Yeah, we're quite close. You'll be walking around the street, you'll see all the acts, you know, chatting around.
Have you done, out of the 25 years, how many years have you performed at the Cat Laughs?
First one, 2002, and everyone since. So how many?
17, this
something
will be.
Like that. Yeah. So, yeah, wow. I remember being there, when it was the 10th year, and there was a show on of people who'd played every one of the 10, which was Ed Byrne and Rich Hall, who were there this year, and Dom Herrera and Barry Murphy, I think, was on. So most of them are still back again. So
that's great.
I think it's an awful way to feel old. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't there for the 25 years. 17. Was it 17?
Well, look, we have this amazing golden ticket package. Really, Dave? The tickets go 17. On sale at 10.
How long do you know Dermot, Dave?
17 years. You can win this golden ticket package right now. Any two shows on Friday the 31st of May, any three shows on Saturday 1st of June, any three shows
Alexa,
on Sunday the 2nd of June.
Alexa, buy tickets to Cat Lab.
And then two tickets to Goodnight Cats on Monday, June 3rd. We've asked you to text in. You've been texting on WhatsApp in like crazy. The winner is Billy Brett in Waterford.
Oh, Billy Brett.
Sounds like a stand-up comedian himself.
He does. Billy, I love his early stuff. You know, when he was that raw kind of American comic.
Before he sold out.
Hey, I'm Billy Brett.
Carl Spain.
This is the truth.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for enlightening us.
Anytime. As Noni's ex-boyfriend, it's kind of weird. I'm glad she's not here.
Good man. Thanks a million. That's Carl Spain in to tell us the amazing lineup for the 25th Kilkenny Cat Laughs. All the details on Kilkenny Cat Laughs. Check it out on.
I go. So, any chance of a coffee?
No.
Thecatlaughs.com.
That's the one. Right. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks.
Today FM. The sky.